We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Christian Garrick has the night off. I'm Mark Menard in for Christian Garrick along with Bobby Hebert. We're in the final hour of tonight's edition of Sports Talk. Coming up, we'll have the NASCAR report with WWL's own Tim Zimmer weighing in on this coming weekend's action. But right now, we're welcoming in from Sports Illustrated, Greg Bishop. Sports Illustrated has a special commemorative Drew Brees retirement issue on newsstands, collecting a lot of their past articles on Drew. And Greg, you wrote the cover story on the special Brees retirement issue.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is something I should say that we do pretty rarely. You know, it would take a pretty incredible career, a pretty remarkable deal to have your own magazine. So I'm always excited when they do it because, you know, we've had great, even Hall of Fame kind of players that don't necessarily get that kind of treatment. And yet we've written about Brees over the years in ways that I think are very interesting with writers like Tim Layden, myself, Peter King. And so, yeah, it was really cool to watch them put that all together.
And, Greg, you're also familiar with my co-host, Bobby Hebert.
Yes. Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Bobby. It's been a long time since we did our grand tour of Louisiana. So, you know, we got to get that back together one of these days.
Yeah, we have to hang out because, listen, you're very humble. I think you do great work. But speaking of being humble, now, listen, my wife has said if I hear anything bad about Drew Brees, don't tell her because he's just a great role model for the male species, so to speak. I mean, it's unbelievable what Drew Brees has done on and off the field.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, to me, the guy that really encapsulated that perfectly in the commemorative is Tom House. You know, this is a guy that's been around some of the most famous athletes in sports. You know, you're talking Nolan Ryan, you're talking Tom Brady, you're talking any number of really famous guys. And one thing he told me that really stood out to me is that Drew was the most normal of any superstar he met, you know, quote unquote normal, because I'm not sure exactly how you define that.
Right.
But I think that part of it is, you know, he's always been accessible. Teammates have always raved about him. You know, the limited dealings that I've had with him, I all thought went really well. And to me, you know, he'll be remembered, you know, for statistics because he has a million of them and they're too big and outlandish to ignore. But we're also going to remember him, I think, as being a good guy and part of this sort of generation of quarterbacks that really changed how the NFL works.
Now, Greg, going forward, when you're covering sports and all and what transpires, it just seems like whenever you look at Tom Brady and you look at Drew Brees and when you look at double-digit careers and all of a sudden you're talking about 20-plus years or right around 20 years, that because the money that's involved, you might not never see that. I'm talking about from an NFL perspective, or you can look at pro sports in general. Because the money that's involved, that individual athlete might not want to have the discipline or to put up with maybe to be a 40-year-old and compete at the highest level.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you look at, like, can what Drew and Tom did ever be duplicated, that's the first place that you have to start, you know. If I'm Patrick Mahomes and I'm 15 years into an NFL career,
right,
and I've got a few rings and $500 million, you know, what is my incentive to play into my 40s? You know, I'm 41 years old right now. I can barely wake up without a sore neck. And I'm not playing NFL football every day of the week. And so, You know, I just think that's going to be the biggest thing in terms of can anybody match this. I mean, their statistics are so staggering. They're so huge. And I think that the assumption is because the league is a passing league and because there are a ton of amazing young quarterbacks right now, that ultimately somebody's going to approach or pass them. And I think what we've seen throughout NFL history is the opposite is true. It's hard to play that long. There's a reason only two guys have played at a high level over 40. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's a sure thing by any stretch. I think we could be talking 40 years from now, and those two guys could still hold every major passing record.
We're talking with Greg Bishop of Sports Illustrated, the special Drew Brees commemorative retirement issue hitting newsstands. And Greg, what do you think is the one single trait that you would put above all others that Drew has that allowed him to overcome his size deficit, overcome, you know, whatever he had to overcome to become what he became in the NFL?
To me, it's accuracy or precision or whatever you want to call it. I think that, you know, I haven't seen a quarterback like Drew Brees that can look at a defense, dissect it, move the offense into the right position, and counter whatever's coming at him. I mean, there's a reason that his accuracy numbers at the completion percentage are where they are, and I don't think it's an accident. I think that comes from hard work. I think it comes from working with Sean, and I think it comes from with an innate ability to throw the football to the right place at the right time, which is harder, I think, than it sounds. And when I think back to him, that's what I'll think about. You know, him leading the Saints down the field in the Superdome, perfect precision, every pass on point, you know, just one after another, almost like you're playing Madden or some sort of video game. And, you know, we'll remember Drew for a lot of things, but that's the main one that sticks out to me because it was such a defining characteristic of him that I think it'll carry for a long, long time.
Now, you know, Greg, with that being said, you know, obviously, can you throw it a country mile or can you really throw it a football, you know, I don't know, 70, 80 yards, you scramble, then you make a great throw. But to me, it's all about accuracy. I mean, that will not change. I don't care if it's 2020, 2030. Can you pinpoint and be accurate with the football? Because if you're accurate, you're going to have success. I mean, I truly think the mold or the motto of a quarterback going forward is not like, oh, I have the strongest arm and all that, but are you accurate? Because to me, the accuracy, to me, is the number one thing.
Absolutely, and I think when you look at a lot of these guys coming up, you know, who can move, who can throw it really far, one thing you're seeing that vaults a guy like, you know, for instance, Josh Allen comes to mind is accuracy. You know, here was a guy that was touted but sort of doubted coming out of college, a guy who had some footwork issues and needed to get his motion right. And the difference between Josh Allen, you know, projected NFL bust and Josh Allen MVP candidate from last season, to me, is in large part due to his improvements in accuracy. And I think what stands out to me about Drew is that he's been able to continually be more accurate or as accurate as his career has gone on. It's not like something that kind of came out of nowhere for him. And I think when you're looking at quarterbacks and how they project and the next generation and all that stuff, I do believe that you're right. I think accuracy is far and away the most important attribute a quarterback can have, especially when you look at how fast these defenses are these days, the schemes that these young coaches are drawing up. I mean, it just in general, like, seems like to me that it would be a defining characteristic of any great quarterback moving forward.
Well, you know, Greg, I'm glad that you brought up Josh Allen, because you look at the Dolphins are still looking for the next Dan Marino. John Elway had to all of a sudden get involved with the administration and all of a sudden getting Peyton Manning on board. But then you look at the Buffalo Bills, Jim Kelly, and what he accomplished. Until Josh Allen, the Bills were not relevant. So it's amazing when you look at it could be, you know, a decade plus, maybe two decades, over a dozen years, to find that guy. So, listen, you might say like, oh, well, we're just going to draft the right guy. Is that the right guy, and will he succeed at the highest level? Can you be accurate? So I'm glad you brought up Josh Allen and what he did for the Bills to give that fan base hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're seeing across the league just how important this quarterback stuff is. Like, I can't remember an offseason that had this much movement in terms of NFL quarterbacks. And you're looking at a draft where, you know, five or six are projected to become really good players. And after one, you know, there's a little bit of doubt about each of them.
Right.
And you just seen guys going here, there, and everywhere. You know, Matthew Stafford's on the Rams. You know, Jared Goff is in Detroit.
Sam Darnold, what's going to happen with Sam Darnold with the Jets? You know, you go on and on.
Yeah, absolutely. And to me, the Jets are an interesting case that prove what you just said. Like, they have a quarterback who I think is, you know, pretty well respected. Like, people think Sam Darnold in the right situation in general could be pretty good. And yet they may have to go quarterback early in the draft here, because if you don't have the absolute right guy, if you haven't found the one that's going to change everything the way that Drew Brees, you know, did in New Orleans, then you might as well have nothing.
Right.
Greg, bear with me this question. I know how New Orleans and the Who Dat Nation feel about Drew Brees, but I'm curious about the outsider perspective on Drew Brees' legacy. And there's a sentence that I think is going to be tied to Drew Brees, and the question I have for you, is it going to be, like, when we look back years from now, is it going to be, man, Drew Brees only won one Super Bowl? Or is it going to be, Drew Brees only won one Super Bowl?
Yeah, now that's a perfect way to say it. And, you know, when I did a cover story on Drew Brees in 2018, the premise of that story is that we should have been discussing him like Tom Brady all along, that there really wasn't a lot of difference besides the exact thing that we're talking about here. And, you know, to me, football is a team game. It's the ultimate team game.
Yes,
and would I say that Eli Manning is a better quarterback than Drew Brees because he won two rings?
No.
Like, I think that's just a silly argument. And so, you know, I think that the staggering total of his statistics, you know, the way he handled himself throughout his career, and just how good those teams were. I mean, you guys know better than me, but these last 4 years in the playoffs, I think I was at every single one of those games. And, you know, each of those teams, in my opinion, was capable of going to the Super Bowl. So it's not like they weren't close. It's not like they didn't have chances. And at a certain point in time, a guy makes a miraculous catch up the sideline. They literally name it miracle when they're done. I mean, if you're going to hold that against Drew Brees, then more power to you is
right.
Kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, the bottom line is, look at Drew Brees play winning football in a team sport to win, maybe not win, but to go to three Super Bowls. I mean, that's not even a homer opinion. I think I'm being objective, that there's no way Drew Brees played well enough at the highest level to go to three Super Bowls. Now, you never know if you're going to win it. But Greg, I look at, like, the great quarterbacks, like Dan Marino, Dan Fouts. You can go on and on. And look at Aaron Rodgers trying to get his second Super Bowl win. So to me, listen, I love Tom Brady, and what he's accomplished is unbelievable. But it has to be more, to me, it has to be your entire career instead of just focusing on, oh, did you win the championship or not? I mean, does that make sense?
Absolutely. And here's a good comparison, I think. You know, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles and you're going into the Super Bowl, you know, against the Patriots a few years back, would you rather have Nick Foles, who did win, or Drew Brees, you know, who that year did not? I mean, I think it's a pretty easy decision. There are probably 28, 29 teams in the NFL that every single season they could have had Drew Brees would have given up the farm for him. And that, to me, speaks to his importance, not only to the Saints, but to NFL history. And I think that if you're looking at his career in totality, yes, he did lose some playoff games, and yes, there were, you know, there will be this question of whether one ring is enough. But to me, that's sort of the, you know, media take on it. I think throughout the NFL, I think throughout quarterback rooms, and I think,
yes,
you know, with
football people
who understand that position. Yeah, you know.
Greg, football people, listen, the fans, I respect the fans, but football people know that is in those meeting rooms, day in and day out, they know what Drew Brees brought to the table. I mean, I'm not, my wife thinks, like, why don't you marry Drew Brees? I mean, but I'm just telling you, Drew Brees is that good. And she even told me, if you hear anything bad about Drew Brees, I don't want to know about it because it's hopeless for mankind. But I respect the position because I've been there. You know, that's what some people could challenge me and say, like, what are you talking about? That's your opinion. No, I was an NFL quarterback double-digit years. You don't think I know what the hell I'm talking about? Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's why I wrote what I did in the commemorative piece. I think that we already appreciate Drew Brees at a supremely high level. I think we understand how good a quarterback he is. But I think over time, we're actually going to appreciate him more. Because you're going to look back and say this was almost impossible what he did to complete
right.
that percentage of passes, to take those kind of teams deep into the playoffs every year. I mean, to me, I think when we look back in 10 years, this will be less of an issue than it is right now.
That's right.
Greg Bishop of Sports Illustrated, the commemorative Drew Brees retirement issue. Is it on newsstands now?
I believe so, yeah. I think you can order online. So, you know, what I did this morning to send a friend in New Orleans was I just looked online and put in that I wanted to look for Drew Brees commemorative, and I think you'll be able to find it that way.
At SI.com, right?
SI.com, perfect.
Greg Bishop, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.